So talking about Guild Wars specifically as an esport compared to other games, there's a really interesting quote from the John Peters interview that was on XAMM, which if you haven't read, you definitely should, because again, this is going to be a very, very, very big part of the game. He talks about how we want a very competitive team-based PvP esport, etc., because it's growing. And they want to get in on that. But one thing he mentions is that he says we want to have daily tournaments, monthly tourneys, and a yearly world championship, which I think is really cool that they're actually getting behind it, because it's really important that the actual developer does that. So, man, that just
Indeed.
opens a whole like topic of things. Like, one, it's super awesome. We talk about how awesome it is, but what do you guys think about ArenaNet making that promise? Like, one, do you think they're going to deliver or going to be able to deliver? Do you think they're going to mimic other companies? Like, what do you guys think about that statement he made?
Well, first of all, I think that's awesome that they're going to be doing that. I mean, companies who want to get involved in esports really need to make sure that they are promoting the, promoting esports in general. Like, they need to be running their own tournaments and things like that. So it's really good to be able to hear that they're doing that and supplying tools for players to be able to make their own.
Oh, I think, did you cut out there?
I stopped talking.
Oh, it's a, I was like, wait a second. Okay. I don't know, Zomo, did you want to hop on that after, right after that?
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think.
Pretty much
she
hit
pretty
the
much covered it.
yeah. No,
Yeah.
she did really well. Like, really, this is what it is.
Succinct, and this is what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's really good. I mean, like, seriously, it's so important for companies to actually help out and be involved in it, because a lot of companies, if they just, they're like, oh, I want to be an esport team or esport game, and they'll just make a game and then expect everyone else to do stuff,
Yeah.
which people can do that, but they need the support of the publisher and the game company to be able to help them also.
Yeah, I can actually add on to that a little bit.
I dare you to.
No, I'm making sure there's a pause for your interview.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, like Luprezzo was saying, if the game company has to support their game as an esport, if you look at the most successful esports right now, it's undeniably, in my opinion, I don't really think it's an opinion, StarCraft II and League of Legends are on top. They're the most watched, the most successful esports right now. And both Blizzard and Riot are huge on promoting tournaments and just really, they're all up in the esports scene. Whenever you see like someone getting a trophy at an esport event, it's probably from a game developer. Like, I'm really hoping that ArenaNet is going to take it to that level.
Yeah, it is always cool to see all the developers up there on stage too, at the end, handing out trophies and stuff like that, depending on the tournament. But it's so nice to see companies getting involved in it. And I hope that other companies see that and are like, oh, that's such a great idea, and also help, the whole community of esports grow.
Well, if they're behind it and involved with it, doesn't that also make it easier for them to adapt and improve the esport aspects of the game? So it makes like sense, complete logical sense.
Yeah, for sure. I think that if they're paying attention to that part of their community, they're going to be able to make better tools for that. I mean, you've seen, if you've ever seen StarCraft 2, how much the tools have grown for spectators and casters over the years. It's just really nice.
And haven't all the developers with ArenaNet, haven't they like all played games at a semi-pro level and sort of understand the players' perspectives? Doesn't that like sort of add like an extra level to it? Okay, we can strike that.
I was gonna hop on there, but I don't know. I can hop on that. I mean, I thought, does anyone know the names of the developers specifically? I think I
I
wrote
just
some
know
down.
Jonathan, Izzy, and John. That's all I know.
Yeah, I just like wrote down their first names. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I can hop on that really
It's
quick.
Chaplin's last name too. I can't remember.
Sharp.
Sharp, yeah, Jonathan Sharp.
Is it Jonathan Sharp? Okay. Okay. I'll just hop on that really quick. Yeah, there's a lot of the developers actually have played. They mentioned that in the article briefly, and there's obviously a lot of posts on Guru about it. But I want to say it's like Jonathan Sharp, Izzy, and then Short John and JON all play like a semi-professional level. So I guess they understand the perspective, and that's why they're also really like into making this an esport, which is awesome because a developer can see something and say, "Oh, that's a really good idea. Let's do it." But you actually need the players to actually really get in there, be the developers. Because, I mean, I'm gonna rant again. Like when you look at World of
1 minute.
Warcraft, right? 1 minute. You look at World of Warcraft where they hired Fuhrer of Fires of Heaven, and guess what? World of Warcraft like got really fine-tuned in some areas, specifically raiding. Wanna know why? It's because they had a flippin' raid leader from EverQuest One helping design the game, and it changed how we play or currently play MMOs. Like that's how critical it is. So I'm really happy they have said that. Oh, by the way, we've all played at a semi-professional level. Like that's awesome.
Yeah, and you can just see in their posts and whatnot, in their interviews, they're very passionate about it. It's so awesome.
Yeah, the best game developers are always hardcore players before they're developers. And it's really exciting for me to see how extensive the combat field designers are. Like their background is actually pretty hardcore if you dig into it.
Do we know what games they've played by chance? I'm just assuming the major ones, like StarCraft's been around forever, but League's kind of newer. Do we know like what games they played by chance? Has anyone read that?
Yeah, I'm just sorry. I'm looking at the Zam interview and StarCraft, Quake 2, Guild Wars 1, Tribes. Those are all ultra high skill cap
Oh, yeah.
games, and I mean, if they want to incorporate elements of those games into their game, yes, please.
I agree. Yes, please.
I like how they played Tribes and Quake because those are super fast-paced games, which I love that Guild Wars 2 looks so fast compared to other games, especially I guess the old school games. But Guild Wars 2 is like really, really fast compared to other RPGs, I guess is the best way to word it.
What do you mean by fast? Are you saying like fast,
Quick
like
paced.
And I don't mean just like global cooldown. I mean like you have a few different abilities, they're widespread, and there's a lot of things going on, I guess.
Okay, because fast could be construed as like time to kill. So I just wanted to
Yeah, well,
elaborate on that.
it's not too fast. It's not like WoW Arena where you kill someone in two global cooldowns. Ugh.
Yeah, that's all damage balancing, and I'm sure they'll make it entertaining there, but the overall gameplay is faster. You don't have to stand still while casting
There we
most of the abilities. I mean, that's just huge.
No,
I
I guess you
love the
can.
movement. Movement is so awesome. I love that you're like constantly actively dodging. And like even all the abilities seem like there's so many movement abilities where they like move you away, move you in, move you out. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you guys were able to decipher my no, like mobility. I guess mobility and being able to dodge, that's what makes it
Pace.
look fast. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
I just didn't want to confuse like listeners, like,
Oh,
oh,
well, I'm really good at
okay.
that though. I didn't do that at all, episode one. Anyways, we can cut it off there and make me look like a fool. Because I think we hit those major points, which was really good. I like that. That was a lot better than the other section.
Okay, do you want me to pause that? Do you want me to stop this and section it off?
Yeah.